Again, there's a false religion out there called the Jehovah's Witnesses. And they've been out in force, knocking doors. They try to put themselves forth as biblical Christianity, and they're simply not.
That's right.
They don't believe Jesus died on the cross. They don't believe he rose again. They don't believe in heaven. They don't believe in hell. But that's not, but then they say they're Christian. That's not Christianity. Christianity teaches that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose again, that there is a heaven for those that are saved, and that there is a hell for the unsaved. And they don't believe those things. In fact, the Jehovah's Witnesses that knocked on my door a few days ago, I said unto them, you know, you don't believe that Jesus died on the cross. Oh, yes, we do. I said, you don't believe that Jesus died on the cross. They're like, well, we believe Jesus died for us. I said, on a cross? No. Now, you say, why is that important? Oh, I don't know, just because everything in the Bible is important? Just because the Bible tells us over and over again that he died on the cross? And I said, I told them this. I said, well, you know, how did he die? And they said, on a stick. And I said, well, how many nails, if he was on a stick, the way the Jehovah's Witnesses show, I said, how many nails would he have in his hand? And they said, one. And I said, well, okay, well, here's where the Bible says the print of the nails in his hands. So I said, it says nails, plural, in his hands. That's two nails. That's, you know, that's the cross. I mean, not to mention the fact it just says over and over again that it was in the cross. But they have a Bible that takes all that out. They have their own New World Translation, it's called, where they take all that out. Take out the cross, take out stuff about hell. They just make all kinds of changes. But I said, right there, two nails. And she's like, well, I guess they could have put two nails. You know, just double it up, you know. They didn't have any answers for me, my friend. But the main problem with the Jehovah's false witnesses, besides the fact that they don't believe Jesus is God, they don't believe in the three in one, they don't believe in, you know, heaven and hell. The main problem is they don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, they claim to be celebrating today the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but they don't believe that he really bodily rose again. Now, let me show you what the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 31. It says in Acts 2, 31, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Now, in that verse, we see two aspects of the resurrection of Christ. One is the fact that his soul wasn't left in hell. His soul resurrected from hell. But then we also see the aspect that his flesh did not see corruption. So there's a spiritual aspect and a bodily aspect. Does everybody see that? The soul and the body. Now, go to John chapter number 2. John chapter number 2, and we're also going to look at Luke 24. John chapter number 2 and Luke 24. In John chapter 2, it says in verse 19, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Look at verse 21. But he spake of the temple of his body. What is Jesus going to raise up after 3 days, according to this verse? His body. He says, look, if you destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it up. He spake of the temple of his body. He said, I'm going to raise this body up, okay? Go to Luke 24, just a couple of, you should just turn like one page to the left in your Bible and you're at the end of the book of Luke. Because the Jehovah's Witnesses, hear what they'll tell you. Well, his body didn't raise, this is what they say, his spirit just left his body. That's called dying. I mean, how many times you read the Bible where it says that someone gave up the ghost? What does that mean? They died. You know, it says Abraham gave up the ghost. Isaac gave up the ghost. You know, it means they died. The spirit, the ghost is the spirit. They gave up the spirit. The spirit left the body. The Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. And they say, well, the resurrection is when Jesus' spirit left his body. Wrong. That's not what the resurrection is. Let me prove to you right now that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was a bodily resurrection. You say, why does this matter? Because your salvation hinges on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, my dying grandfather, his last words were, remember that the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those were his dying words. And he couldn't have been more right. He couldn't have been more biblical when he told me, I wasn't there, but he told that to my brother, his dying words. And the Bible says in Luke 24:36, this is after the resurrection, as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified, affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Sounds like the Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, they're like, they thought they saw a what?
Spirit.
What did the Jehovah's Witnesses think the resurrection was?
Spirit.
A spirit. But what did they really see? Let's keep reading. They thought they saw a spirit. Verse 38, and he said unto them, why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me to have. Is this a bodily resurrection? He said, look, I'm flesh and bone. Come put your hands on me. Put your fingers in the holes in my hand. Put your hand in my side and believe that I have risen from the dead bodily, he's saying. He said, I'm not a spirit. I have flesh and bones. Look, feel it. Come touch it. Don't just take my word for it. And when they had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? Look, just in case there's any doubt about the bodily resurrection, let's just clear it up right now. They gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. I mean, how is a spirit going to eat food? I mean, he's just showing, look, I'm physically here, guys. Okay, come handle me. Okay, still not convinced? Give me some food. Okay, I'm eating food, everybody. I mean, look, what else do you have to prove? I show this to Jehovah's Witnesses, and usually they're kind of confounded by it, not surprisingly, but sometimes you'll show it to them, and you know, if it's one of their expert guys, here's what he said. Well, actually, Jesus just, you know, he was just a spirit when he rose, but Jehovah loaned him a body to go show the disciples. Here's what's funny, that the loner that he picked up actually had holes in the hands and the side. I mean, that sounds like God is trying to pull off some kind of a fraud. Like, hey, let's make them think it's the same body. Here, let's put some holes in it. Let's punch a hole here. Okay, let's you know, put some stripes on the back. Okay, here you go. Here's the loner. You know, bring it back full of fuel in 3 days. You know, look, that is so blasphemous and so ridiculous. Look, how can anyone be deceived? But there's a stadium full of people today who are being lied to today by the Jehovah's Witnesses. Millions of people. I mean, and even in the Spanish-speaking world, you see all over Phoenix, the, you know, Testigos de Jehová. You know, Salón del Reino de Testigos de Jehová. All over the place. Look, it's a fraud. It's a false religion, folks. And they're denying the most important part about our salvation, which is the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm going to show you that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is essential to salvation. You have to believe in it to be saved. If you don't believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, you're not saved. That's why none of the Jehovah's Witnesses are saved. We need to get them saved. Let's get them the gospel. They're not saved because they don't believe in the bodily resurrection. Let me show you. 1 Corinthians 15:1 says this. Moreover, brethren, I declared unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. So the Bible says we're saved by the gospel. And he says you're saved by it. And he says, if you keep in remembrance what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Look, the Bible says, if you don't believe that, you've believed in vain. That's what the Bible says. And throughout this whole chapter, he tells us, it's a long chapter. It's known as the resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15. Like Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 is the charity chapter. This is the resurrection chapter. And throughout this chapter, he says, without the resurrection, we have no hope. We have no salvation. We don't. And he says, look, if you can say, well, but the Jehovah's Witnesses, they believe stuff. The Bible doesn't say believe stuff and thou shalt be saved. It said believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what you have to believe? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? And so anybody who believes anything other than the gospel of Jesus Christ has believed in vain. Right. Yeah. Oh, well, I believe in Jesus. Except their Jesus is Michael the Archangel. Their Jesus didn't rise again from the dead. Their Jesus is not a biblical Jesus. Yes, they believe something. Yes, they have faith in a Jesus, but they have believed in vain if they don't believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. Now you say, what's the burial about? Well, let me ask you this. What'd they bury, a spirit or a body? So if it's the death, burial, and resurrection, what died? The body. What was buried? The body. What rose again? The body! That's the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why it's so critical. That's what we have to believe. Look, is there a spiritual side to it? Of course. Yes, his soul was not left in hell. Neither did his flesh see corruption. Both aspects are there. Now, are you in 1 Corinthians 15? Yep. Jump down on the page. I just want to show you one last thing, and then we'll wrap it up with Romans 6. Go down to 1 Corinthians 15:50, because here's what the Jehovah's Witnesses will say. After you show them this mountain of evidence and say, look, he's eating, he's drinking, they're handling him. He's saying, I'm not a spirit, I'm flesh and bone. Here's what they'll say. Well, no, it couldn't be a bodily resurrection. Because he said, this is the only thing I've ever had them show me. 1 Corinthians 15:50 says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. And they're like, see right there, flesh and blood can't inherit it. We'll keep reading. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. See, our bodies will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must be put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. It says in Philippians 3:21, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Let me ask you something. When Jesus rose again from the dead, was his body changed?
Yes.
But did the body still rise? Of course, he still rose. His body still rose. There was a change in that body. It went from being a mortal body that could be killed to being an immortal body that cannot be killed. It went from being a corruptible body that would age and go through pain and sickness, and it went to being an incorruptible body that was not bound by those same weaknesses and limitations. Now, look at verse 50 again. Does that say flesh and bones?
No.
Does that say flesh and bones shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Is that what it says? What did Jesus say he had?
Flesh and bones.
Did he say, I have flesh and blood?
No.
He said, I have flesh and bones. Now, here's the thing. Our physical bodies today are powered by a life force that is our bloodstream. The Bible says the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. And the thing that's keeping us alive right now is our blood. It's what delivers the life-giving oxygen and nutrients. Our blood is the life of our flesh. It's even the life of other animals' flesh, the blood. But in the resurrection, the blood is not the life force. In the resurrection, the spiritual body after the resurrection is powered by the Spirit. Old body is powered by the blood. New body is powered by the Spirit. That's why flesh and blood doesn't inherit. Flesh and bone does. Okay. So that, just wanted to explain that quickly. Last place we'll turn, Romans 6.